This is Twit.
Did you catch the news? I have a couple of friends who are Google Fi users. My co-host on Tech Things, Shannon, is loves Google Fi, except when she has to pay for data. I pay a lot more money per month because I have a guaranteed 50 gigabytes of data on my phone, which would cost me 500 gigabytes if I bought it through most projects. And it's ungated. It's not like, you know, 15 or 20 gigabytes, then they can throttle you. It's an actual full speed 50 gigabytes, which I have because my 25 gigabyte plan got doubled to 50 gigabytes. And because there was an incident at CES a couple of years ago that cost me a staggering amount of money. I may need to rethink the economics of my current phone plan, but that's a conversation that'll put everyone to sleep. But if you've been curious about Google Fi, and you know, I think Google Fi is interesting. I think Ting is interesting. Project Fi, I should say, is now Google Fi. And they added iPhones and pretty much not all the Android devices, but a pretty huge selection of Android devices. You know, one thing that you want to be aware of is that if you do have an iPhone, visual voicemail is not going to work currently. As they put it, Fi for iOS is in beta. And for me, you know, not having visual voicemail would be a killer. Not a killer app, but a killer, as in me killing the deal. But for Android users, it should be just fine. So a couple other, but Verge has a nice kind of summary of what's going on there. If you're thinking about moving your iPhone over to Google Fi, but, you know, $20 for phone line, $10 per gigabyte of data you use, you get, you know, the data charges go up to 60 gigabytes. If you go over 15 gigabytes, they can start throttling you. Your mileage on that may vary. But if you've been looking for an alternative to one of the cell phone companies, Google's an MVNO, and they have an option for you. So at least if you have, you know, your phone is supported. But the, you know, it basically went from like a handful of Google-only phones to a pretty large list of options on there. Yeah. Just something to think about if you're looking to reduce your phone bill.
I think it's good so long as you're not going to use much data at all, because the data rate is kind of steep.
Yeah, well, the data rates, it's interesting. The data rate, it depends on who you're comparing to and what plan it is. And, you know,
right.
You know, for me, I mean, I'm basically paying $120 for my data, but I have a guaranteed outrageous amount of data. You know, $120 would buy me 12 gigabytes of data. Well, no, $60 would buy me 15 gigabytes of data, and then my data would be throttled on Google Fi.
Yep.
If you're, you know, if you're curious, if you want us to talk more about phone plans on This Week in Computer Hardware, tweet at Malvin Tana or at Patrick Norton. We are always out there curious what you're, we're curious about what you're curious about, but man, you can get down a lot of rat holes really quickly with comparing plans. And if you're willing to kind of go sort of away from a major carrier, then there's a whole bunch of plans that you've probably never heard of. Sasha Sagan's crew over at PCMag.com does a great job of tracking down sort of alternative carriers or places where you can sort of pre-buy, purchase plans to save money. It's interesting once you start digging in the 32,000 different people that are selling different variations on cell phone service. That's all I'm going to say, because otherwise I'll put us both to sleep. Yeah, that is an amazing article. The best cheap cell phone plans you'd never heard of by Sasha Sagan over at PCMag.com.